7.
This is the Sexual Inclusion Network. With your host, Christiane Bella. Sin is in.
All right, so we are here live, like I said. Tonight's episode of the Sexual Inclusion Network is about sex and psychedelics. We are bringing on Shaman Anno Ka, the head shaman in charge of the Church of the Sacrament, where he holds somatic Sundays. And let's see. We're just waiting on him to join us. So if this is your first time watching and first time listening to Blog Talk Radio, Sexual Inclusion Network, I am your host with all the sparkles of that. I'm Christiane Bella, and this show is going to be about sex and psychedelics. We are waiting for our guest to call in, our guest co-host tonight, Anno Ka. And you can call in. You can call in with your questions and your stories at 319-527-6205 and join the conversation. This is an old school radio show with the likes of Dr. Ruth and Dr. Drew, where you can call in anonymously with your questions and or stories that you want to share. So give me just a moment, because Sir Anno Ka is in my other room and I don't know what's holding him up from. Okay, so technical difficulty as it is in the world of live things. So we are trying to get Anno Ka to splice in here. Even though he's actually physically here, he can't be in the same room because of like mic and headphone things. Anyways, so I'm going to tell you my stories while we're waiting for him about sex and psychedelics. So first off, I started having sex and doing psychedelics about the same time in my life. The first time I did psychedelics, actually it was fake. It was fake acid. We were totally bummed. Like somebody just sold us paper and we had like gone to play pool because we thought that would be a cool thing to do. Like things would like, there'd be like colors and it would be like all like tripped out. And then, I don't know, like a few hours into it, we're like, nothing's happening. Like it was totally, and then I think we went to go see Jerky Boys. So that's how back this far goes for those of you who remember Jerky Boys, which interestingly enough was also a callie show thing. It was like this, these guys that did prank calling back when you could actually used to be able to do prank calling. So anyways, when I finally had good acid, I was probably close to 16 at that point, and we went to an amusement park and I had the hottest makeout session with this guy that ran one of the rides, and so that was my first introduction to like already being in this state of euphoria and everything looking and feeling extra super sparkly. And then getting to have that enhanced by this like arousal. So, okay. So we are going to try this another way. So Anno Ka is going to, let's see. There we go. We're going to do that. And then we're going to try to plug you in and see what happens. All right. Hoping for the best here. Maybe I have to, let's see if I hold it to us. There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, Shaman Anno Ka, ladies, gentlemen, queers, and those do not identify, and all non-binary folks and all that.
Good to be here with you all. Thank you for indulging in our technical difficulties. rainbows and whatnot tend to have an effect on technology.
Oh, look, it's finally working. That's you. Okay, but can you be, like, are you hearing everything?
I'm not hearing anything.
Okay, so then go back. Go back and I'll click on it and it should work. Okay. Okay. All right, so take, I don't even know, 3 at this point. Third time's a charm, right? Okay, so here we go. I'm going to bring Anoka on this way. Clearly it's time to invest some of my money in some studio upgrades. So once again, if you are just joining us, this is the Sexual Inclusion Network. I am your hostess, Christy Ambella, and we have Anoka. Are you with us? Can you hear me? I don't hear you, but I pressed the button that's supposed to make you be live. Hello? Hello. Nope, it's still not working. All right, well, once again, so we're talking about sex and psychedelics, and when I was in the, 10th grade, I'm on acid at an amusement park having hot sessions. So that was my first kind of sexual experience. I think I, being an already pretty easily aroused person who's very, like, lovey and heart-opening, have not done a lot of ecstasy because I feel like that's, like, already my life. Like, I feel like I'm already there all the time. So, and I didn't like that tweaky feeling. So I definitely preferred mushrooms because it feels very natural to me. It feels like this is, you know, just something that's growing and there's no, you know, nobody was really messing with it. It's not like this chemical thing that somebody, like, can, you know, because I've definitely had some bad acid too that was way too speedy. And in those moments, definitely not sexy. So we're back. And yeah, we're gonna just go for it. So, you know, you'll see him and you'll hear him on the radio. I think the only thing is you just can't hear what? You can't hear callers if callers call in. So if you're out there watching, and I know at least 5 of you are because I see you on Facebook, go ahead and give us a call. Come talk to us because you can be totally anonymous. It's awesome. You can anonymously call us, or if you want to share who you are, you can totally do that too. But you can call in. It is 319-527-2053. 319. I'll read it in my sexy voice. Maybe that'll motivate you. 527-6205. That's where you call us for Sexual Inclusion Network. We are here, Anoka, Shaman, Church of the Sacrament. Welcome back again.
Thank you again for having me back a second time.
All right. So, what was the first time you did psychedelics, and what was the first time you had some sort of something sexy on psychedelics happen?
Well, the first time I did psychedelics was my 21st birthday.
Oh.
It was a mushroom trip that my girlfriend at the time had gifted me.
Nice.
And it was quite profound. I had a full visual experience where I was, like, traveling outside of the earth.
Ooh.
And I was going around as the earth rotating, and it was filling up with colors. So there was, like, a horizon of colors dancing. And as it filled the entirety, you went around twice, and then a beam of color shot out.
Oh.
So, like, even after everything was completely full, there was more to go.
Yeah.
And that was nice. The experience of that first one.
Love that. All right. And then the first time you had any kind of, like, sexy thing happen on psychedelics.
Well, I mean, this isn't for kids, right? So this is just a...
Right. No, this is an adult. If you have children in the room... I mean, the title alone should have gave it away, Sexual Inclusion Network. So, yeah, go ahead.
So the first time, I wasn't what I am today,
mm-hmm.
right? So I wouldn't have approached it in the same way. But again, it was a mushroom trip, and it was at a festival where wonderful things were happening. And it was in the midst of my just mind-blowing awakening.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the first like psychic sex that I had ever experienced.
Ooh.
Where you were truly mind-melded. And it was the information that I
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.